This is Scott Berguin from KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, and we have placed a call over to Camp David in Eugene to get an update on what's going on there. We're talking to Carla, Carla from Justice Not War Coalition. Hello, Carla.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, so it was a long night, but you've been there pretty much from the beginning, right?
Since 5:30 yesterday afternoon, that's right.
And you've seen the, started out with quite a few people, I believe, at 5:30, and those numbers, as one would expect, have dwindled a bit through the night.
They did.
Yes. So,
but I think they will grow again as well.
Well, I imagine that will happen, and as the day warms up a little bit here and more activity, you're already probably into, there's probably a lot of traffic going by at this point, isn't there?
There is a lot of traffic, so we're taking advantage of it. We're out with our peace flags and our flyers, letting people know what we're doing here. So it's actually a good time of day to be out on this corner.
Could you say a little bit about the impetus or what is behind establishing Camp David at this time?
You bet. It feels like a very critical time for the peace movement, and that is in totally because of Cindy Sheehan, but in great part, I think, to Cindy Sheehan and the establishment of Camp Casey. I think it revitalized the peace movement, or perhaps just put a different framework on it than what people have become accustomed to. And it's become very personal for people, and I think they just have a new energy around it. They're really in touch with their hearts when they're thinking about the war. So we wanted to build on that energy. We didn't want to see it die, just become a fashionable news story that's no longer in vogue. So we decided to pick up on that energy and establish a camp of our own here in Eugene.
And the duration of the camp at this point is planned to go till late?
Till tomorrow afternoon. Mm-hmm. We have it set up for 48 hours total, but we're certainly willing to extend that should our attendance swell over the next day, and we're happy to carry on. There are events coming up this Sunday for the 9/11 commemoration, so that would be a good opportunity for us to just flow into those events, and if we need to, we'll stick around, you bet.
Okay, to just step aside from, we'll get back to Camp David, but I also want people to know and for you to talk about that you have plans, along with several other people from Eugene, to go out to Washington, D.C. on September 24th. Can you speak about that a bit?
Sure. It's very exciting. A number of us from Lane County are going out to D.C. for the national mobilization. There will be similar events, solidarity events, all over the country, but we're particularly excited to go to D.C. because many of us have not attended a national mobilization before, so it's really exciting just to be with that many peace-minded people at once. But there will be a march going on there. They are expecting record numbers to attend that march. And then there's an interfaith service and I believe some workshops and trainings. And then on that Monday, there is an opportunity to lobby. So we have an appointment set up with Wyden's folks, Senator Wyden's people. We're going to meet with them, and we're waiting to hear back from Senator Smith's folks and from Representative DeFazio's scheduler. So hopefully those meetings will work out as well. So a number of us will go and speak to them about taking a leadership role on ending the war in Iraq. And other folks will have the opportunity to be involved in civil disobedience at the World Bank. So that's also a very exciting piece of what's going on in Washington.
All right. Is that also scheduled for Monday, the civil disobedience?
It is.
Okay.
The lobbying and the civil disobedience will pretty much be going on simultaneously.
All right. Well, that is exciting for a lot of people. Of course, things have been building since, before, but heightened by Camp Casey and the efforts of Cindy Sheehan and Gold Star Families for Peace, Iraq Veterans Against the War, and so on. They're all on a tour now, of course, a bunch of them, three legs heading in that direction. But that brings me back to, you mentioned Senators Wyden and Smith, our U.S. senators, and that, of course, is one of the points, I guess, of Camp David, is it's pointed towards the two senators, is that right?
That's right. I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. I'm losing you a little bit.
All right. I will speak up. Maybe I was starting to fall asleep.
I doubt it. It could be my cell phone battery fading. Yeah. That could be the bigger problem.
Uh-huh. I still hear you real well, so...
Oh, good. Yes, we are directing Camp David to the messages of Camp David to our senators, to Wyden and Smith. We have two wonderful slogans, Wake Up Wyden and Stand Up Smith. We just think it's long overdue that they take an active role in ending the occupation in Iraq toward defunding what's going on over there. We are diverting hundreds of millions of dollars that are desperately needed for social services, for emergencies, for our domestic security. And the war in Iraq is not making us more secure, and it is wasting precious funds. And we, at the very least, want Smith and Wyden to support any legislation that is introduced to devise an exit strategy with a very quick time frame to defund the war. But if that, like I said, is the least we expect from them. We would really like them to take a greater leadership role and introduce that legislation themselves, should it not be forthcoming otherwise. So they are the ones that we are speaking to with this 48-hour vigil.
Okay. Well, we should probably inform people that don't know that it's called Camp David, not as a necessarily as a play on the one of the historic presidential retreat, but it's named after David W. Johnson, who was an Oregon National Guardsman stationed out of Cottage Grove that was killed September 25th, 2004 in Iraq, and whose parents, Michelle and Steve DeFord, of formerly of Colton, Oregon, now of Salem, Oregon, who have been very active and very supportive and very inspirational as members of Gold Star Families for Peace. Anyway, it's in honor of all of that, and that's why it's called Camp David.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
That wasn't a question, was it? Is that true? I guess I should say, if in a true interviewing style. Yes, and you did say that's true. Okay, we're all tired. I haven't been out there all night, but the times we get to sleep are getting shorter and shorter, especially because we're all of the energy that people like you and Rich down there and many others have been pouring into, not just this particular event, but all along for the last 3 years, I think, at least. I know folks in Cottage Grove who've been working hard on this appreciate everything you're doing, and I know I saw when I got down there towards the beginning of this event, the Camp David thing yesterday, I was very happy to see a few people from Cottage Grove standing there already. So we're in this together, and we'll keep going, and I hope we could somehow encourage more people to show up there and swell the numbers today and make a really strong statement.
Yeah, I sure hope so, too. And thank you for all of your energy and for Stand for Peace's energy. We're really inspired by what you're doing in Cottage Grove. You've had incredible events down there. And we are really thrilled about the people who have shown up from Cottage Grove. We also had some folks show up from Drain.
Oh, right.
So it's a really important alliance for us to build, and we're thrilled that that partnership is happening.
Well, thank you for that, and this is all a piece of this thing building towards the 24th and beyond, and hopefully somehow, against all odds, we will together bring a very quick end to this a war and a change, a major change in direction for our country.
I believe we will. I truly do. And I think we all need to believe it if we're going to make it happen.
Right. Well, that's certainly true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I will probably see you there later today.
All righty. I look forward to it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk again. And again, I hope that, you know, as they always say, if just one person listens to this on the radio and is inspired to come over and join Camp David, our job will have been done well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you,
yes.
Carla. And,
yes, thank you, Scott.
Stay awake.
Yes, I will.
All right.
You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.